Russell Newty, Cotton Development Specialist, Phytogen Cottonseed.
Russell, obviously your territories, you mentioned all of Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, and I guess my first question is, when we take a look at the 2013 year, you've got a varieties out there that fit certain areas, and you kind of described it well. You have kind of three sections. You have North Alabama, you have Central Alabama, then you have Southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, and different varieties fit different regions, don't they?
For the most part, there are variety-specific regions, and we've also got some varieties that have a wide footprint, such as 499. We're looking forward to Phytogen 333 that should fit a very wide region. Varieties such as 575 should probably be planted Selma, Montgomery, or South.
Now, looking at those varieties, which ones, you've been out, you've seen what's going on now, realize harvest is underway in some areas just starting. What are some of the better ones that you've seen perform this year then?
Well, definitely 499 is probably one of the most consistent varieties in history for producing yield, no matter what the environmental conditions are. It can produce the top yield, whether it's a high irrigated yield or a very low yield potential dryland situation. 499 is probably the most versatile cotton variety that we have. When it comes to a full season variety, Phytogen 575, under either a heavy soil in good rainfall conditions or irrigated conditions, can beat Phytogen 499. Phytogen 333 has proven to be a very yield stable variety over a wide range of environments. This is the first year we've had it in the field, so we really don't know how it fits, and so after about 2 months, I'll have those numbers for you.
I was going to say, you're looking forward to harvest like everybody else is.
Exactly. I'm really looking forward to seeing how Phytogen 339, 575, and 333 do for us this year.
You have a lot of new things coming, too, and that's just it. When it comes to Phytogen seeds, you're not stopping here. There's a lot more research going on.
That's correct. One of the things that we're also looking at is some of our root knot nematode-resistant lines. We're going to release Phytogen 417 and Phytogen 427 this year. I've got both of those in some of my innovation plots throughout the state, looking both at root knot nematode pressure and in just general cotton production areas to see how they do agronomically compared to other varieties. So a lot of folks think that when you gain resistance, you lose yield potential. So we want to show what that yield potential is in a normal environment, and then be able to show what it's like in a high root knot nematode environment.
One other issue, you kind of mentioned the leaf spot problem that they've had in Alabama the last couple of years. What was it like here in 2013?
In 2013, we expected the Coronaspora or target leaf spot to be heavier than 2012 because we had such a heavy rainfall period this season toward almost all of July and part of August. What we've seen is the leaf spot is present, but it's not anywhere to the levels of defoliation that we experienced in 2013, which gives us the inclination that it may be more associated with plant age and nutrient levels in the soil along with that heavy wet period. And there's a lot of unanswered questions at this point, so we have more research to do. One thing that's important to note is that yields are generally stable and that that disease is not specific to any single variety. You can find it in any field. In fact, I'd challenge anybody to step into a field in any of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and not find that leaf spot present.
Like anything else, though, everything we've talked about plus more. If anybody has any questions, I'm sure you'd be glad to talk with them.
I enjoy talking cotton. I enjoy looking at cotton, solving problems, and helping people enjoy the good times.